Welcome back to another episode of $3 Down, ladies and gentlemen. And I cannot believe just how badly my workplace downgraded after they switched facilities. It's actually insane considering the new facility it's completely brand new, built from the ground up, completely and utterly brand new. And in every single way possible, they downgraded from the old one. It's insane. And the specific department I work in got so... they did us dirty. It's actually ridiculous just how badly we got screwed over in the transition. In the old place, our old facility, we had an elevator, a freight elevator, that we could use to transport tires upstairs. We could use it to transport pallets of whatever it contained upstairs. Nice and easy, no problem, dude. Anybody could do that. Now in the new one, they got rid of the elevator. We have no freight elevator. So when a shipment of like 20 or 30 tires come in, what do you think we gotta do? We have to haul all those tires up a long flight of stairs. All of them, dude. Oh my god, it's the most annoying thing in the world. And it's crazy because they added more stairs. The flight of stairs, there's so many more stairs at this new place, but no elevator, dude. The old place didn't have that many stairs, but it also had an elevator. It was insane, man. I can't believe how badly they screwed us over. The entire facility, well, my little area where I work got so much smaller. It's so narrow in there too. The little pathways, the alleyways, I'll call them, are so narrow. You can hardly fit a cart through them, dude. It's ridiculous. It's crazy. So whenever the guy comes to drop off tires, I'm like, oh boy, here we go. He's like, I got 20 tires for you, brother. I'm like, because here I go, I gotta haul all those tires up by myself, dude. They ain't gonna help me. The people who work in the front, they're not gonna do it. They're not gonna help me. I don't even sell tires. I don't have anything to do with those tires, but I gotta haul them up the stairs. I gotta take them up the stairs. And dear God, dude, my calves are like iron now. I will say that. That is one benefit to this entire situation. My calves are literally unholy. They are unholy. It's ridiculous how hard they are now. I mean, it's crazy. I guess that is one benefit of having to climb up the stairs with like four tires strapped to my shoulders. It's ridiculous, man. It's crazy. And then when a pallet of oil or whatever comes in, or like coolant or whatever kind of nonsense come in, and I simply just cannot lift that stuff up the stairs. We do have a forklift, but the problem is we're so dependent on this forklift, but we don't even have access to it most of the time. Most of the time, the forklift is not where it's supposed to be. Someone else is using it. The facility is huge. There's a lot of people who needs that forklift. But I mean, our entire area is so dependent on the forklift. Because they got rid of the elevator, they had to buy a forklift, and we're so dependent on using that forklift to take things upstairs, but we don't even have a forklift for ourselves. That forklift, that one forklift, is used for the entire facility. The entire facility has to share that one forklift, dude. So when we get stuff, a huge shipment of stuff that needs to go upstairs, and we don't have access to the forklift, what do we got to do? We just got to let it sit there. We just have to let it sit there and block the entire area. The entire area that is already incredibly small just got even more tiny because we have this huge pallet of nonsense just sitting in the middle of the floor. It's ridiculous, dude. And when the forklift is available, it hardly even works most of the time. You would think because they built this place with a forklift in mind, no longer an elevator, you would think that they would invest in a really good forklift, nice and powerful, nice and sturdy, no problems. Nope. Let's get the worst forklift we can get, dude. It's actually insane how cheap they went with the forklift. Considering this facility is brand new, they went so cheap on the forklift, it's laughable. That forklift has gone down so many times. It has so many issues with it. It's ridiculous, dude. It wouldn't be that big of a deal if they bought one more forklift, just one more forklift for the entire facility. It wouldn't be that bad, dude. But we only have one forklift that is so bad, in such terrible condition. It's ridiculous, man. It's insane. It's very annoying. Very annoying. And then, dude, how can we downgrade on the garage door? How is that even possible? They downgraded the garage door. The garage door. We actually got a downgrade with the door, dude. At the old facility, the garage door opened and closed automatically by itself. You pressed one button, it would open up all the way. You pressed one button, it would close all the way by itself. You could walk away, no problem. The new facility, you have to hold it open. Hold it down to close it up, dude. You can press it to open it and it'll open up by itself automatically. But to close it, you have to sit there and hold it. You have to hold the button. Now, some people say it's like a safety reason or whatever. But why wasn't that the case at the old facility? Why wasn't that there? And I mean, like, dude, what are you talking about? Like, there's so many safety features. The other one had a safety feature. If you walked through it while it was closing, it would stop and open back up. And if you're too blind to see a humongous garage door closing and you still feel the need to walk through that door, you deserve to get bonked on the head by that garage door. I'm sorry, dude, but if you see that door coming down as slowly as it does and you still feel the need to walk through it and you get bonked on the head, that's your fault, man. I don't know what to tell you. You need to get some glasses. Jesus Christ. We have to sit there and the garage door takes so long to close, dude. We got so screwed. It takes so long to close, so you have to just stand there. Dude, every single time somebody comes in and delivers a shipment of whatever, and they come in and open up the garage door. When they drop the stuff off and they get ready to leave and they get ready to close the garage door, they always sit there, they press the button and walk away, and then they see that it stops coming down and they're like, what the? And then they press it again and walk away. And they're like, what? Why is it not coming down? I'm like, you got to hold it, buddy. You got to hold it. What in God's name? How did you guys downgrade from the other place? I'm like, I ask myself that same thing every single day, buddy. I say the same thing every single day. How is this possible? It's ridiculous, man. Jesus Christ. Like, they put all the money in the bathrooms, man. The bathrooms. All the money went into the bathrooms. And, I mean, I guess not too much money considering the bathrooms are always down most of the time, dude. They're always getting blown up into oblivion. Literally, one deuce is enough to just completely shut down the entire bathroom. So, I mean, I sit here and wonder just how much money they put into the bathroom, dude. I don't know where all this money went to. You build this entire facility. All the money went into the parking lot. Remember all the stories I've told about me just sitting in the parking lot of the facility because the parking lot is so humongous, so absolutely ginormous for no reason. No cars park there. No nothing. They don't sell any cars there. No cars, no customer cars parked there. It is just an entire football field of parking space that no one uses. That's where all the money went. Why did they make the parking lot so big? They made it huge. Nothing goes there. They don't do anything with that space. Why is that space so big? Who thought that was okay? Who gave that the okay? I can't believe this nonsense, man. Oh my God, that's where all the money went. So now we're screwed. We have no elevator. The garage door is terrible. Our workspace is so small, you can hardly breathe in there, dude. It's ridiculous. It's actually insane, man. Like, my coworkers are always trying to come up with, like, inventions that they can create to make up a way that somebody can stay upstairs and we can, like, haul stuff up there without having to climb up the stairs. Like, one of them suggested tying a rope and using a rope to just pull stuff up there, dude. But, like, our supervisor is like, nah, don't know about that. Don't know about that. That's a little, I think that's an OSHA violation. I mean, yeah, I mean, I guess, dude, I guess. But I'm the one who's got to break my back every single day hauling 38 tires up them. Dude, oh my God. I will never forget the day. I will never forget the day. 70 tires came in. 70 tires came in. And oh my God, my manager, he came to the back. I just finished helping the dude unload all those tires. My manager came to the back. He examined the situation at hand and he said, Isaac, I'll be right back. I'm gonna come and help you, buddy. I was like, all right, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. He never came back. He never came back. He walked off and I didn't see him again, dude. I'm like, what? Where is he? Where did he go? No, he didn't. I don't want that to sound like he never came back at all. He did come back like 2 hours later after I had already finished, after I was sitting down panting for dear air, dude, drenched in sweat. I had to put 70 tires up. All of them go upstairs. I had to haul them upstairs by myself, dude. Oh my God. Oh my God, I will never forget the day. That was when my deep, burning, profound hatred for the lack of an elevator really, really started to bear fruit, dude. That was bad. That was bad. That was a day that I will never forget. Seriously, I will never forget the fact that my manager told me that he will be back to help me. I was the only one in the back. Everyone was at lunch, dude, or everyone had already left because it was pretty late in the day. And of course, the tire guy comes when I'm the only one back there. So I had no one to help. And these tires, they gotta go upstairs because it's blocking the entire area. I couldn't just wait for someone to help because it needed to be moved because we had more stuff coming in. They needed to be moved. And I did it by myself, expecting my manager. Is he coming back? Is he back yet? Is he back? Nope. Nope, he looked me dead in the eye and said, Isaac, I'll be right back to help you. I'll be right back to help you. He never came back. He never came back. When I saw him again, you know what he said? He said, hey, thanks, Isaac, for putting all those tires up. I just looked at him. I just looked at him, dude. I just looked at him. He patted me on the back and just walked away. I just looked at him as he was walking away, dude. I could not believe it. I couldn't believe it, man. We got screwed so bad. It wouldn't be that bad. 70 tires coming in wouldn't be that bad if we had an elevator. It all goes back to the elevator and the lack of an elevator, dude. It all goes back to it. And this was the time, this was like a few months ago, and this was when the forklift was down. So you might be saying, why didn't you just use the forklift? Like I've said before, the forklift is trash. It's terrible. It barely worked. This was a time when the forklift was down. We were waiting for a part for it to come in. I think it needed a new starter. And it hadn't come in yet. So we couldn't use the forklift at all. That was a facility-wide issue. So I couldn't use the forklift. It was ridiculous, man. It all goes back to the elevator. 70 tires coming in wouldn't be that bad if you could just place them all in the elevator, have them all up there, and then just roll them around wherever they need to go. No, you got to haul them up the stairs, dude. That's the brutal part, those stairs. Every single problem we have always goes back to the lack of an elevator. How could they do that, dude? I heard somewhere, I think someone said that they simply forgot to add an elevator. I think that's what happened. How do you forget something like that, dude? How do you forget something like that? I can't believe it. I couldn't believe what I was hearing, but that's the excuse I've heard floating around at work, that they simply forgot the elevator, which I think is kind of nonsense. Like, how do you forget that? That's pretty essential, man. How do you forget something like that? Absolutely ridiculous, dude. But that's going to do it for me today. I've ranted long enough. I needed to get that off my chest. That is disgusting. Absolutely vile stuff, man. But before we go, we got to recommend a song. The song we're going to be recommending on this day is Gloria by Judicator, dude. That's a banger of a tune right there. Gloria by Judicator. Jesus Christ, that song, that's a powerful song. That's a very powerful song right there, dude. Good Lord. But that's going to do it for me today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to follow this podcast if you have the ability to do so. And once this video is up on YouTube, please be sure to like and subscribe if you enjoyed. And if you want, send in a voice clip using the link provided in the description of this episode. You will see a link. It'll take you to Anchor's website. You can use your microphone, your phone, your Bluetooth. You can use whatever you want to record your voice and send it into this podcast. You can ask a question. You can submit a topic you want us to discuss. It could be whatever you want. All I ask is that it is safe to have on the podcast. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you all later. Goodbye.